Dave Gleason, come over here, my son. You did.
Man's got to freshen up before he comes over and says, g'day, how you going, Ailes?
You're very good, my friend, mate. 31 years of the Jets.
Yeah, that's 31. A long time, isn't it?
Was that the plan?
No. There's a great, well, it's not great. It's a video that we did called Insanitary, which was our kind of version of vulgar display.
The video. Heaviness.
Well, we tried to capture the same as Metallica's backstage videos
year and
that.
Half, yeah.
And ours was called Insanitary, and there's a thing where they say, what are you going to be doing when you're 30? I say, I'll be dead when I'm 30. But I was hoping by 30 that I would be dead from all the kind of excess and stuff, but it didn't turn out that way. We're still a hard-working kind of blue-collar rock band by the time I was 30. Still are.
Still are. 31 years, has there ever been a point where you've gone, you know what, I'm a dad now, or I'm doing the solo thing, or I'm with the Angels now? Is there a point where the Jets nearly got pushed aside?
The Jets, when we first went off the road, we'd dead set been 12 years since about 89 till about nearly 2000 when we went off the road for the first time. We'd really smashed ourselves, and we toured a lot, and we'd had some ups and downs. We'd changed a lot of record companies and a lot of management. So that was kind of, we ended that period pretty kind of disappointed. And then when 2003 rolled around and we started again, we kind of got re-inspired. And quite frankly, I was re-inspired by Jack Black. I don't mind saying.
What? Tenacious D.
Well, his love of rock and just the fact that it doesn't have to be cool to everyone else. It just has to be cool to me. And I was like, I love rock. I love, because, I mean, there was that time in the early 90s where we're all flying high. Everyone's like, you know, devil fingers, shirts off, you know, sweating and that. And then Kurt comes along, ruined everything.
Ruined everything.
For all of us. And then died.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have at least stuck around and reaped
what he
sowed. Labour. But, yeah, so that was a real – Jack Black was a real inspiration for me that it just has to be cool to me. I don't, and to our fans. And our fans have kept coming, and that's what's kind of kept the Jets alive and reinvigorated is that the fans haven't dropped off. And in the last few years, they've been picking up again, so yeah.
Which is so good. Even with the garage sessions today, and also what you've been doing here at the Gov every Sunday for how many weeks now?
Three months. Over 3 months here, yeah, but over 6 months since I started in the backyard.
Poor bastard. Jeez, mate, do you think that that's what's going to be in a band's repertoire now? So you'll still go back on the road after the Rona, but you'll have gigs like this that are streamed online to...
Oh, definitely. Look, there definitely is a thing. And obviously, hopefully things are going to go back to normal where people can, you know, sweat all over each other again. Yeah. But in the interim, this is the next best thing.
The best we've got at the moment. Mate, we're talking about Oztober because of Movember. Growlmo, Saver Bro. Mate, you're a full-time dad, full-time frontman for the Jets, full-time frontman for the Angels. Solo career, part-time farmer. Right.
Seven sheep now.
How do you... Seven?
Seven. Yeah.
How do you keep it tight up here? What stops you from going off the rails?
Well, look, I think it's a different tour model now. Mm. I mean, back in the day, when you were on tour, you were on tour. And it was like, if you did a seven-week tour, you might pass through home and, you know, see your own house or whatever once or twice in that time.
Jeez.
But nowadays, if you're on a seven-week tour, you're coming home all the time, you know. Mm. So, and, of course, those nights off where you're out on the road waiting for the next, that's when all the trouble, that's when the trouble starts, ladies and gentlemen.
I've heard a few of those stories, as a matter of fact.
Leave a bunch of young men or even us, old men, to their own devices and anything could happen. So at least you get to come home, refresh.
Yeah.
I usually get home on a Sunday or Monday, take the kids to school, pick them up, cook dinner, wash clothes, etc.
Yeah.
So you get to live a normal life, bit of farming, seven sheep. But, rather than getting caught up in that thing that just keeps you constantly on the grind, that's the trap, I reckon.
Well, if you go back to your early albums like All For One, Tear of Thought, a lot of people could hear certain bands, AC/DC being one of them, Van Halen being another. Eddie Van Halen passed away recently. Did that rock you as more of a rock fan or as somebody that's in the industry?
Well, as a rock fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I never met up with the guys from Van Halen. The Baby Animals had a very close relationship with them.
So, Susie posted a photo the other day.
So that's my vicarious link to them. Because I don't know if anyone knows. I used to go at Susie DiMartino. Sorry, Sus. Sorry.
You poor thing. R.I.P.
She hates me saying that.
Well, don't say it then.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a terrible loss because I remember in 1984 and the early 80s, I was a 16, 17-year-old kid and I loved Van Halen and loved that, you know, the once again, all their shirts off. Dave's doing big high kicks and they got double kick drums and stuff like that. So it was truly, they were a great exponent of the rock that I love. So yeah, great loss too. And Jimmy the Human, our guitar player, he's a huge fan of Eddie, so he was pretty taken by it.
With the Angels, now the Angels got you to step in for Doc. You've got Sam, which is John's son. Was that a part of the barter deal originally? It's like, all right, I'll join you, but I get Sam whenever I need a place.
No, very lucky to have Sam living here in South Australia. And I called on him at the last minute to step into the breach, knowing that he knows all Rick's guitar parts.
So it was more of convenience, gigging for you.
Knowing that he's very competent on the bass because he plays
brilliant bass. He's a bass player, yeah.
So the difference between myself, Crafty, and Sam is that Sam could do this show without me and Crafty could do this show without me, but I couldn't do this show without them because I can't play guitar very well. So I really need someone to lean on and they were the guys who helped me out, and Crafty as well, as he's been – help me out all this time on. We've been doing this thing in duo.
Yeah, for the God streaming. Knows how long.
But yeah, I'm very lucky to play with brilliant musicians, and to have Sam be able to step into the breach was unreal.
Fantastic, mate. Well, look, get back up there. We're going to do another set. Thanks so much for taking the time out. You're half down, mate.
How you going? Rock on, Haydon.
Thank you, mate. Dave Gleason from the Screaming Jets. Bit of Pill, the new Jets EP, which is out now. Well, go on, mate. What do you think? Seriously, this is the perils of a live stream. I'm not getting the next one. Anyway, thanks so much for being part of Oztober. Make sure you grow a mo and save a bro. And you can get all of these streams online on the free Triple M app as well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get back into it. Dave Gleason, live at the Gov Hindmarsh here in Adelaide on Triple M's Garage Sessions.